Attorney General John Ashcroft today urged Congress to move quickly on dozens of measures to help the Justice Department crack down on terrorists. Testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, Ashcroft warned of possible future attacks and said that preventing them will require better legal tools. Some lawmakers are questioning whether those tools are in fact constitutional. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Attorney General Ashcroft last week drew up a list of 51 changes to existing law that he wants Congress to enact as soon as possible. He told the Judiciary Committee this afternoon that his proposed changes are essential and urgently needed.
The American people do not have the luxury of unlimited time in erecting the necessary defenses to future terrorist acts. The danger that darkened the United States of America and the civilized world on September 11th did not pass with the atrocities committed that day.
Without going into detail, the Attorney General said the FBI has information showing the potential for additional terrorist incidents. Expanded powers for roving wiretaps, he said, are needed immediately. He called for tougher sanctions against those who harbor terrorists and for authority not just to freeze but also to seize terrorist assets. Ashcroft noted that current law allows authorities to deport aliens who provide direct material support to an individual terrorist.
We propose to expand these grounds for removal to include material support to terrorist organizations. We propose that any alien who provides material support to an organization that he or she knows or should know is a terrorist organization should be subject to removal from the United States.
But John Conyers, the ranking Democratic member of the Judiciary Committee, pointed out that Ashcroft is also calling for power to detain aliens suspected of ties to terrorists for indefinite periods of time without charges.
Indefinite detention is unconstitutional. We've got to get these guys. But indefinite detention has not been allowed by the courts up till now, so we know without too much other discussion that we may have some problems here on this issue.
Conyers also questioned Ashcroft's proposal to allow information from illegal wiretaps of U.S. citizens performed abroad to be used in federal courts.
Some have said it's unconstitutional on its face. Let me be more polite. We're deeply troubled.
But Ashcroft insisted that every one of his proposals has been carefully reviewed and found to be legally sound.
This Justice Department will never waver in its defense of the Constitution nor relent in our defense of civil rights. The American spirit that rose from the rubble in New York knows no prejudice and defies division by race, ethnicity, or religion.
Even if Congress were to approve all his proposed changes in the law, Ashcroft admitted terrorist attacks could still happen.
There is absolutely no guarantee that these safeguards would have avoided the September 11th occurrence. We do know that without them, the occurrence took place. And we do know that each of them would strengthen our ability to curtail, disrupt, and prevent terrorism. But we have absolutely no assurance.
The Judiciary Committee had planned to draft Ashcroft's proposals into legislation tomorrow morning, but with all the questions raised about their constitutionality, that action has now been postponed until late next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.